Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the show. This is your girl, the Literary Diva of Blog Talk Radio, and welcome into a very special episode of Life Isn't a Dress Rehearsal. And today, folks, we will be discussing domestic violence. Speak up. Of course, many of you know that many people, and I mean many people, are affected by domestic violence every minute of every day. It's so important, it's so important that we discuss this topic, not only discuss this topic, but it's so important that we speak up, that you speak up. If you are being abused, if you are being mentally abused, because domestic violence is not just being physically abused, it's being mentally abused also. But before we get started, everybody, I'd like to say shouts out to all of our live listeners, as well as to the rest of you that will be playing back this broadcast. I certainly appreciate the many of you who take the time out to listen in however you can, whenever you can, on your phones, on your tablets, on your iPhones, whether you're with Apple or whether you're with Samsung, Droid, whatever you're with, who cares? As long as you're listening in, I really appreciate it, and I love you guys for it. And, as always, thanks so much for hanging with us. We've been a part of this network since 2008, everybody. Hey, that's really amazing, and I have to say that we've enjoyed such a phenomenal time here on BTR. We've had some fabulous shows, and we always have great shows, no matter who comes through, no matter who's a part of our platform, no matter if we're part of their platform. So we've had some wonderful people to be a part of Diva's House, and of course you, the listeners, and I appreciate you guys for going back and listening into those previous shows that we've had on. You know, we've discussed so many different topics. It's crazy. We've had a lot of authors on this program to discuss their books, their music, or whatever they're doing. And I'm so grateful that we're still here. And we're so grateful that you guys are still listening in. So thank you guys so much for doing that. And of course, we always, always want to get you guys on the track of keeping up with your reading, getting your read on. You know, of course, that term was coined by one of my good friends, Strictly Bump One, And shouts out to him and what he's doing. Quite a wonderful, I would say it's an experience talking to him. We've had the pleasure of having Bump on the show a couple of times, and he is just an amazing guy. But yeah, definitely, you know, it's spring break for a lot of schools around this nation. And of course, it's getting warmer, so it's getting into the summer and things like that. So even though you may be chilling, please don't forget to get your read on. You know, of course, we are always behind the push for more reading, whether it's reading one of your favorite novels, whether it's reading before you go to bed, whether it's reading because you're going to the next phase in your career, whatever it is, get your read on, not just for learning and school and job-wise, but for pleasure too. And we always say reading helps us in so many different ways. You guys can only, I mean, you guys can't even imagine how well it helps you until you start talking, you know? Because, look, this is, you know, the thing about reading, and I'm always excited. It just really gets me really excited every time I talk about reading and how important reading truly is. So, you know, when you start to read more, your vocabulary starts to grow. Your speech becomes a little bit proper, but you can flex back and forth. You know, in my business, we kind of call that style flexing just a little bit, kind of, you know, swaying here, swaying there if you need to be, you know, in any type of given situation. But, you know, it enables you to have better conversation, better communication. It enables you to have a better understanding of a lot of different things that's going on around you, although that frontal lobe area gives you that understanding to begin with. But, you know, really bumping your brain up to the next level, bumping up that understanding through words, through reading, through stories, through this and that. I mean, it's phenomenal. So I hope you guys are really taking the time out to get your read on. And again, you know, it's not just for, you know, you have to read because you have to get that paper in for your class, or you have to read because it's to get that promotion, or you have to read because, you know, it's to help you take those SATs or whatever it is. I'm talking about reading for pleasure, not even doing it because you have to do it, but doing it because it's a must. But doing it is because it's important to you. You see it as something that's really important to you. So that's why we're always pushing reading, driving you to read more. You know, and again, you don't have to go to Barnes & Noble or Books A Million or wherever books are sold and go buy books. You can go to your local thrift stores. You know, the Salvation Army sometimes give away books. You know, give a book, get a book. You know, a lot of stores have those book drives. It's so important that you guys do that. So important that you guys, you know, participate in those things in your community. Because, you know, hey, it shows that you're a part of the solution in the community to really, you know, making the community better. But it also shows your kids, if you have any, or shows the kids that live in the community that you really care. So definitely be a part of that. Be a part of something that's positive with regard to literacy. You know, that's one of our biggest issues here around the world is, you know, we're dealing with a lot of people that are illiterate, and that's not funny. It is something that is an epidemic also, like a lot of other things. And so we're always trying to push the envelope by pushing you to read more, by pushing you to possibly donate your time to help a person learn how to read or point them in the right direction quietly so that they can take the initiative. It's so important, everybody. I just want you guys just to, you know, just to really understand how important it is. And we're always trying to drive that home to you all out there listening. At the end of the day, you may have had every type of resource granted to you so that you are a wonderful reader so that you can understand, so that you have great comprehension skills, those language arts skills that we were all given when we were going through the elementary school years, you know. Maybe, you know, you've had all of that, but some people haven't. And it's important that we take what we have been given and bless someone else with it. So just think about that as we get into this episode of Life Isn't a Dress Rehearsal, Domestic Violence, Speak Up. And, of course, just want to make mention of something before we get, you know, deep into this episode, because, hey, this is deep. This is going to be deep for all of y'all out there listening. Literary Diva here, Diva's House, is taking the radio show to the TV show, everybody, and we are turning it into a TV show. You know, it's going to be a literary lifestyle TV platform, you know, filled with author interviews, fun and intriguing author interviews with wonderful special guests, people that's, you know, that's going to touch you, that's possibly going to teach you something. Well, we can hear about what they've written, their, you know, the stories behind the stories, you know, things just like that. Well, we can learn something, how they come up with that, what's their literary style, things just like that. You know, filled with fun and so much more. You know, having those cookbook authors on is definitely going to be a treat because, hey, we're going to get them in the kitchen. They're going to be cooking us up something. We're going to be able to taste that. Hey, I'm up for that. And I can't wait for that. And also, you know, just getting out in the community, you know, and just experiencing what it's like for, you know, for a lot of happenings around the community, everything from book festivals to, you know, literary happenings, literature, you know, that's going on around us, you know, just whether it's in the schools, just whether it's outside the schools, you know, as well as, you know, those heart-wrenching interviews that where people talk about the upsets of not being able to fundamentally read, you know, not being able to do that. And of course, we want to be able to keep driving that home to all of you all out there listening of how important it is to really read daily. But of course, you know, we're going to be bringing it all to you. You know, it's a whole, you know, it's going to be a lifestyle, you know, daily experience for the mom, for the father, for the young teen, you know, for the moms with little ones, you know, what books are out that you can really get for your kids, really teach them how to get into reading, how to love reading and things just like that. So, yes, we are taking the radio platform, turning it into a massive TV platform that's going to give you a lot of bells and whistles, good stuff, positive stuff, you know, not a whole bunch of shenanigans, although we will be having fun. But, you know, just to give you guys something, you know, kind of let you guys into our literary heaven here so that you can see how we like to roll, how we like to have fun, what we like to talk about, what's important to us, because a lot of times what's important to us, we know it's important to you all out there listening. So, yes, it is going to be fun. It is going to be intriguing. You're going to have some tears. You're going to have some popcorn or whatever it is. It's going to be really nice, and I'm really excited, and I'm so happy. It's so about time that we do this. So just I will definitely keep you posted. But moving on, today's show is all about domestic violence. And, of course, you know, domestic violence is a problem in every community all around the world. It's an epidemic among women and children. It's normally committed by someone who says that they love you or someone who's supposed to take care of you and keep you safe. It's a crime that goes unreported in a lot of different countries. or right here in this nation, or in most countries overseas, it's not even considered a crime. You know, women are left to fend for themselves or are killed by their attacker. For kids that experience domestic violence, many are silent and are too afraid to tell anyone. They live with it into adulthood and have a plethora of issues because of it. And now, just like I stated, today we are shining a light on this epidemic because it's an issue that's near and dear to us. It's important for us as women to speak up and talk about it. It's important for us as mothers to speak up and talk about it. It's important for us as a community to speak up and talk about it. It's important for us to stand up against it and say no more and talk about it. Yes, it is. So we are going to be, you know, giving you some of those things that you may not know, you know, some of those statistics, you know, that are out there. Hopefully that will, you know, drive the point home of how prevalent this is, you know. And of course, through state by state, they have their own statistics. Of course, you know, you can go to www.ncadv.org to learn more about domestic violence, the statistics, how to get help, how to act, you know, how to get involved, how to donate. And things like that. It's the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence. And, of course, getting into this, folks, you know, I think that we have all known someone that has gone through domestic violence, that has experienced it. And I think that we have, you know, seen it. I think a lot of us have. Maybe it was from a parent. Maybe it was from both of your parents fighting every night. Maybe it was, you know, maybe you have seen it and experienced it personally. It's not right. It's wrong. It's wrong on all levels. I don't care who you are, what you're doing. I don't care if you're, you know, a you know, celebrity, and you're going through or you are experiencing it, it's wrong. If you're a child, if you are experiencing it, it's wrong. Elderly abuse is also on the rise in these nursing homes. It's horrible, horrible, horrible. You know, I know that I believe in the state of Ohio, they have shut down several institutions where the elderly were being physically and mentally abused. They had to shut it down and, you know, place a lot of their clients in different homes and fire those people and hopefully, you know, hold them accountable. But get me all choked up here, folks. But we're just going to talk about a little bit of the national statistics that are out there or that are out here. And every 9 seconds in the U.S., a woman is assaulted or beaten. That's crazy. On average, nearly 20 people per minute, folks, per minute, are physically abused by an intimate partner in the United States alone. During 1 year, this equates to more than 10 million women and men. That's horrible to have to live through something like that. 1 in 3 women and 1 in 4 men, yes, men go through it too, have been victims of some form of physical violence by an intimate partner within their lifetime. 1 in 5 women and 1 in 7 men have been victims of severe, and I mean severe, physical violence by an intimate partner in their lifetime. 1 in 7 women and 1 in 18 men have been stalked by an intimate partner during their lifetime to the point in which they felt very fearful or believed that they or someone close to them would be harmed or killed. On a typical day, there are more than 20,000 phone calls placed to domestic violence hotlines nationwide. 20,000 phone calls on a typical day. The presence of a gun in a domestic violence situation increases the risk of homicide by 500%. Intimate partner violence accounts for 15% of all violent crime. Women between the ages of 18 and 24 are most commonly abused by an intimate partner. 19% of domestic violence involves a weapon. Domestic victimization is correlated with a higher rate of depression and suicidal behavior. Only 34% of people who are injured by intimate partners receive medical care for their injuries. That's 34%. Just think about the amount of people that don't receive help for their injuries. That's awful. Sitting there and they're, you know, they could be badly hurt and they're not seeking help because they're too afraid. Folks, I would like to open up the phone lines right now, and if you would like to call in and possibly give a testimony, you can do so at 646-929-1590. You don't have to give your name. You don't have to say where you're from. You can give a testimony to say that you have survived or that you know someone that is going through it. You can do that. And who knows, someone that may hear it may be able to say, I'm ready to get help. You know, the economic impact when it comes to victims of intimate partner violence lose a total of 8 million days of paid work each year. The cost of intimate partner violence exceeds $8.3 billion per year. Between 21 and 60% of victims of intimate partner violence lose their job due to reasons stemming from the abuse. Between 2003 and 2008, 142 women were murdered in their workplace by their abuser. 78% of women killed in the workplace during this time frame. That's awful. The physical and mental impacts are excruciating. And I say this because people, even though they have survived and gotten out of the relationship, suffer from PTSD, you know, post-traumatic stress disorder. You know, it's just not limited to our servicemen and women, although, you know, my heart goes out to them. You know, I am prior service myself, and my heart goes out to them from that. Our women and children and men that are impacted from domestic violence also suffer from PTSD. Women abused by their intimate partners are more vulnerable to contracting HIV or other STIs due to forced intercourse or prolonged exposure to stress. Studies suggest that there is a relationship between intimate partner violence and depression and suicidal behavior. Physical, mental, and sexual and reproductive health effects have been linked with intimate partner violence, including adolescent pregnancy, unintended pregnancy in general, miscarriage, stillbirth, intrauterine hemorrhage, nutritional deficiency, abdominal pain, and other gastrointestinal problems. neurological disorders, chronic pain, disability, anxiety, and again, like I had mentioned, post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, as well as non-communicable diseases such as hypertension, cancer, and cardiovascular diseases. Victims of domestic violence are also at higher risk for developing addictions to alcohol, tobacco, or drugs because they have to cope. And when you think about what some people go through, sometimes that's why they turn to drugs or alcohol, because, you know, sometimes they're too embarrassed or they think it's their fault. And so they don't tell anybody. You know, that's their way of dealing, you know, as they say, dealing. I like to come back and talk about the homicide rates, too, because the homicide rates can be a bit alarming when it comes to domestic violence. A study of intimate partner homicides found that 20% of victims were not the intimate partners themselves, but family members, friends, neighbors, persons who intervened, law enforcement responders, or bystanders. 72% of all murder-suicides involve an intimate partner. 94% of the victims of these murder-suicides are female. Awful. Children and domestic violence. 1 in 15 children are exposed to intimate partner violence each year, and 90% of these children are eyewitnesses to this violence, folks. I'm telling you, if you are experiencing any type of mental, physical abuse, you've got to get out and get help. And, of course, you know, there are a lot of resources out there. If you have access to a cell phone, if you have access to a really good friend outside of your friends, that friends with you and your intimate partner, seek them, talk to them, and ask for help. You know, getting help is really important. And we're just going to put this out here right now. You can call anonymously, confidentially, to the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-7233. That's 1-800-799-7233. If you know if you are being abused by your partner, know there is nothing you have done or are doing to cause the abuse. It is solely the choice of the abuser to abuse. It may seem impossible to escape your abuser, change your circumstances, or find the help you need, but it is possible. However, you know your abuser best. So think carefully. Think carefully through your situation and circumstances and do what is best for you. While the information that follows may be helpful to you, please know it is not meant to be used as the only information you need to get and stay safe, nor is it inclusive of all the information you may need. It is crucial that you connect with someone knowledgeable about domestic violence that can help you create a safety plan, especially for you, your family, and your specific needs. And as we go into overtime, folks, I like to say thank you so much for listening in. This is a very important show to us as mothers, to us as a community, to us as people, to us as women, fathers, daughters, sons, everybody, because, you know, a lot of us have gone through that, or we've seen it, we've experienced it. And I'm telling you, no situation is the same. That's why you have to do what's going to be best for you. And we want you to. And I want to just tell you guys that, you know, you hear these stats and things, you know, just think about what women in other countries go through, where it's not even considered a crime. And to me, that's a bunch of BS. Women, no matter where they live, if they are experiencing domestic violence, if they're in a relationship with their intimate partner and they are experiencing any type of violence, mental, whether it be mental or whether it's physical, they should be able to get help and file charges against their abuser. You know, it's not okay to hit someone because you feel like it. It's not okay to put bruises on them because that's what you want to do. It's not okay to do any of that BS because that's what you want to do. Ladies, if you hear this episode, do what's best for you. Don't stay. He tells you that he loves you. He doesn't love you. He's putting his fist in your face every night. That's not love. Then he's making you sleep with him. He's raping you. He's forcing you. That's not love. Get out of there. Get help. Now, as we end this program, I just want to say, you know, there are a lot of things that you can do as you are on your journey to getting, you know, the help that you need so that you're not suffering in silence, so that you're not being held back by your fears, you know, that you feel that someone is going to think bad of you or that you're embarrassed. You know, you can do a lot of self-help thinking. You know, hey, there's nothing wrong with seeing a therapist, honey. There's nothing wrong with seeing or seeking therapy. Nothing wrong with that. Talk to someone that doesn't know you, someone that can, you know, that has an outside view that can, you know, help you along the way of just getting through it, because you'll never get over it. But getting through it, you can do that, you know? So I just want to go through these really quick. Then we're going to end the show and we're going to say bye and, you know, thank you guys for tuning in. But the number one strategy is decide to be okay with not being okay all the time. You know, the truth is it's not okay when someone you care about is no longer living and breathing and giving their amazing gifts to the world. It's not okay when everything falls apart and you're buried deep in the wreckage of life you had planned for. You know, whatever your tough times consist of, sometimes it's just not okay right now, and that, again, is more than okay. You can tell yourself that you're not okay. You can also tell yourself, I'm not okay, but I'm going to get through this. I'm strong. I can do it, you know? The number two strategy is to focus only on today. I can't say that enough. Focus on today. So no matter what's happening, you can resourcefully fight the battles of just one day. You know, it's only when you add the battles of those two-minded bending entities, yesterday, tomorrow, and, you know, that's when life gets a little overwhelming and intense and a bit complicated. So only focus on today, folks. That's all I have to say. Focus on today. And also realize that one tiny step is all that you ever need to take. So for all my people, all my ladies, moms, you know, if you're, you know, if you are experiencing some type of turmoil, domestic violence in your life, physically, mentally, a tiny step is all you need. You know, it really only takes a small shift every day that over time amounts to an enormous change. So think about that. Remind yourself that few things in life are as personal as they seem. Yes. Create a healthy space for yourself away from external negativity. You know, I myself, you know, hey, if someone around me is spewing all that negative garbage, I don't want to hear all that. Hey, take that negative garbage somewhere else. Hey, I want to live in a peaceful, mindful existence. Of course, I'm going to experience negativity. Of course, there's going to be some negative situations that come up. But hey, I want to deal with those negative things that, you know, that may come up in my life. I don't want to deal with the next person's things, you know, is hard enough that we have to deal with our own crap, you know? Make sure you're only seeking support from the right sources. So, ladies, and even to all of my guys out there that are going through some domestic violence issues with your mates, hey, seek support from the right resources. You can call that domestic violence hotline. You can call men. Yes, you can call it. And the last one is choose an attitude that moves you forward. You know, there was a philosopher who said it best. People are disturbed not by things that happen to them, but by the principles and opinions which they form concerning those things. You know, when we are hindered or disturbed or grieved, let us never attribute it to others but to ourselves. That is, to our own principles and opinions. In other words, a peaceful, mentally strong person is not a person who's always in a good situation, but rather a person who always has a good attitude in every situation. So regardless of what you're going through, it's about choosing. Will I allow this to upset me? Will I choose to make this bad or good? Will I choose to stay or walk away? Will I choose to yell or whisper? Will I choose to react? Or take the time to mindfully respond? And the answer to that is mindfully respond, you know? You can choose. You can always choose an attitude that moves you forward. And doing so will help you change things from the inside out and ultimately allow you to grow beyond the struggles you can't control. You know, and what I want you guys to take away from this episode is, you know, I know that we've went into overtime here, but what I want you guys to take away from this episode is if you are going through a serious domestic violence issue and you are in immediate danger, call 911. That's the first thing. Or you can anonymously seek confidential help 24/7. By calling the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-7233. Again, 1-800-799-7233. And I'm telling you, seek help from the sources that's going to be with you, okay? Seeking that support from the right sources, not from the wrong sources, folks. That's all we want you to do. We want you to be safe. We want you to be strong. We want you to get out, and we want you to seek help. Don't be as afraid to seek therapy. Don't be afraid to talk to somebody because it can help you. It can change your life, change your mind, change your life. So with that being said, folks, this is your girl, the Literary Diva of Blog Talk Radio. This has been an amazing episode, and I'm lit up right now, people, of a very special episode of Life Isn't a Dress Rehearsal. Domestic violence, speak up, and we hope that you do speak up. Thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you so much for joining us, and God bless you guys.